James Comer, whistleblowers reveal Joe Biden financially benefited from family business. By Wendell Hasebo on March 16, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, on Wednesday revealed whistleblowers have informed him President Joe Biden has indirectly benefited financially from the Biden family business, raising questions about if Joe Biden is written into the family's business deals off the books. Comer explained the Biden family business has numerous entities, LLCs, that are paying for things for Joe Biden. The complicated web of money flow originates from foreign entities to the family's business associates. Those family associates funnel the money to family-controlled accounts that pay for Joe Biden's things. One of the things that all of our whistleblowers have told us, Comer told Just the News, is that they were all, through these LLCs, paying for things for Joe Biden. So that's very curious, you know. Joe Biden and his staff have claimed at least 7 times that the president has not been involved in the family business. Though 17 pieces of evidence suggest Joe Biden has played an influential role in his son Hunter's and brother James's activities. According to polling, 58% of voters believe that Joe Biden has played a role in his family's business. I mean, he's, Joe Biden, not going to be able to say that he had no knowledge of his family's business activities. Because a lot of these people that sent this money to the LLCs that then sent it to the Bidens, Joe Biden then met with, especially during the last year of his vice presidency, Comer explained. So, you know, Biden was in on the game. But what we want to know is, did he benefit personally from it? We know his family did. But did he benefit personally? And that's what we're investigating. Comer also explained the money funneled to the Biden family's LLCs comes from adversaries of the United States and not from allies like Canada, the United Kingdom, or Australia. It doesn't make sense for this family to receive these massive amounts of money from our adversaries, he added. They're not dealing with Canada. They're not dealing with the Europeans, you know, the normal European Union countries. They're dealing with countries like Russia and China, and the United Arab Emirates. I mean, it's bizarre some of the countries that are doing business with the Bidens. While questions have been raised about whether Joe Biden has any off-the-books stake in the family's business deals, communications between the family and their associates suggest Joe Biden was written into one off-the-books deal with China for a 10% stake. In 2017, the Biden family had negotiated a deal with SFC in which Joe Biden, big guy, would receive a 10% equity stake in the joint venture with Hunter's former business partner Tony Bobulinski. Another Hunter Biden business partner, James Gillier, dubbed Joe Biden the big guy in his May 13, 2017, email to Bobulinski, who has confirmed the big guy was a reference to Joe Biden. The 2017 email revealed that a business deal between Bobulinski, the Biden family, and high-ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party would include 10% held by H for the big guy? Though the SFC deal never was finalized, the Biden family's money flow could reveal the core of the family's business enterprise, which could involve legal predicates for racketeering charges, according to former Utah U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman. Conspiracy is a standalone crime in our country. And you've certainly got enough to present to the grand jury that there's a conspiracy among Joe, brother, James and Hunter to bring in money, to not declare that money, to not pay taxes on that money, he told the New York Post. And to do so from a country like China, it's not just red flags, there are potential crimes being committed. Comer has recently obtained access to the Biden family's suspicious activity reports, SARs, from the Treasury, which showed the Biden family business received a $3 million suspicious wire transfer in 2017 from an entity tied to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. The SARs revealed the payment was initially sent to the Biden's business associate Rob Walker, who has described himself as someone who generally has been acting as a surrogate for H. Hunter, around the country and abroad pursuing opportunities. Comer said the SARs show that at least 3 Biden family members took a cut of the $3 million. The SARs will hugely benefit Comer's investigation into Joe Biden. U.S. banks have flagged over 150 SARs from Hunter and James Biden that include large amounts of money flagged for further review. According to a 2020 Senate report, SARs often contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.